USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration pushing back the deadline to enact stiff steel and aluminum tariffs. The White House saying late yesterday that the May 1st deadline is being extended for 30 days to allow further discussions. The extensions will impact the EU, Canada, and Mexico. Agreements have already been reached in principle for Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. At a White House news conference with the Nigerian president yesterday, President Trump declared the U.S. is again being respected around the world.
I especially want to thank President Buhari for Nigeria's partnership and leadership in the fight against terrorism. He's been a real leader.
President Trump says he and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are still considering where to hold their summit, but the president says he'd like to hold it in the demilitarized zone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo standing behind Israeli claims that Iran violated the nuclear deal it signed in 2015. In a statement, Pompeo says documents released by the Israeli Prime Minister show Iran had a secret nuclear weapons program for years and lied about it. President Trump has suggested he may pull the U.S. out of that Iranian deal in the coming weeks. About 100 people from that Central American caravan that's been traveling towards the U.S. border were stopped on the Mexican side of the border yesterday. That's as Vice President Mike Pence was touring the border wall in California not far away. He says those asylum seekers will be processed in accordance with U.S. law, but that those laws must change.
We have a limited capacity at that border station for asylum seekers. And when the space opens up, we will process those that are seeking asylum under the laws of this country. But these laws have to change.
Pence was speaking there with Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The special counsel in the Russia investigation reportedly has dozens of questions he wants to ask President Trump. The New York Times obtaining a list of questions which focus on the possibility that the Trump campaign did collude with Russia and whether the president obstructed justice. There's a series of questions surrounding the firings of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former FBI Director James Comey. Also questions about a Trump Tower meeting between his son Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer. The special counsel Robert Mueller also reportedly wants to ask Mr. Trump what he knew about Russian hacking during the campaign. A Republican senator says the tax cut the GOP passed late last year isn't doing anything for American workers. That's Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who told The Economist that there is no evidence whatsoever the law significantly helped American workers. The bill passed in December with only Republican support. It cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. Rubio says big corporations have used the tax savings to buy back stock and give out a few bonuses, but he says there's no evidence that companies have significantly poured money into worker paychecks. Republicans, including President Trump, have said the tax cuts mean a lot more take-home pay for workers. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.